Here we go now.
Okay, Dundalk goalkeeper Gary Rogers. Gary, tonight, nil all. Thoughts to play for next week?
Yeah, as it goes, it's not the worst result. Nil all in Europe. We haven't given away an away goal, so I think if we score in the tie, it puts us in a good position that, you know, 1-1 or 1-0 will get us through, and we're more than capable of that, I feel. And it's good to see. Look, we know that they're a good side, and they'll obviously be happy enough with it, with a nil all as well, but it's only half time, and I think you know, we're well in the tie.
You are well in the tie, and really, I think looking at it overall, it was a tie of kind of where both sides sort of were. Possibly a draw was the best result.
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, clear cut chances, I don't think it's pretty even. There was nothing really, you know, gilt edge that you'd say that either side, you know, should have scored from. So, look, on the balance of play, probably a fair result. There's probably an element of feeling each other out a little bit, but I did feel that we were kind of more aggressive in terms of going for the win, especially in the second half. And look, it just didn't fall to us at times tonight, and I think, you know, there could be a couple of decisions didn't go our way, which didn't help. And look, but that's European football. We're in a good position, and we're more than capable of getting the result.
I think the last 15 minutes particularly you were on top.
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, they had come here, and, you know, they'll obviously try and nick the away goal, but I think with 15 minutes to go, it's more of a case of they were trying to hold what they had, and you know, we obviously made attempts to try and get that winner, but look, it just didn't come for us tonight, and hopefully it'll come for us next
week. Ricky Duffy was very unlucky. You know, he had a couple of chances, two or three chances, but it just didn't work on tonight.
Yeah, look, as I said, it just didn't fall for us at times tonight, and you know, that final ball just didn't bounce for us. But I think, you know, going over there, we're more than capable of playing well away from home and picking up a good result. So look, we're looking forward to the challenge of next week. Obviously, we've got Bowes on Sunday first, and we'll look at that now, and we'll look after Larnaca next week.
Yourselves, like the referee tonight, I know you can't really say too much, but like the bizarre decision when you gave Pat a yellow card and then sent him off, then discovered he had only given him one yet. He hadn't given him a yellow card at all, so he had to bring him back on. I haven't seen that in a game before.
Well, we're just lucky, I suppose, that he corrected his mistake. So, you know, it would have been difficult the last 10 minutes, you know, down to 10 minutes. So I suppose we're grateful for that correction, I suppose. But look, you know, I'm not going to comment on officials. We have to look after our stuff on the pitch and look at how we can affect the game. We'll have a better look at them over the weekend and see how we go.
Just one last question. At any time, well, apart from last week, but any first legs, Dundalk always have a bit of work to do when they get away from second, when they play away in Europe in the second leg. And it's more than good enough to win this game.
Yeah, I think so. I think we're capable, certainly, and we're in a position that we're not behind. I think, you know, an away goal is a powerful thing in Europe, and I think if we can go and get one, we'll ask a lot of questions of them, especially if we score the first one. So, look, we look forward to the challenge next week.
That's great. Thanks a million. Thanks very much. Thank you. Well done.